wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, we've come down to the end of another year, and I'm not sure what day you'll be hearing this broadcast, but this will be the last broadcast of 2015, and I'm sorry to say that on a few of our stations, this may be the last broadcast we'll be broadcasting on that station. We just don't have the funds to continue supporting this broadcast, as it is self-funded. It's a ministry of our church here at Big Cypress Reservation. And so as we come to the end of the year, we're going to kind of take a break from our usual Bible study. We've been looking at Psalm 119, and we'll continue that after the first of the year. Today I want to take a few minutes and look at a verse of Scripture that I find very intriguing. It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and I encourage you to go and turn with us and join us there in a few moments. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes, written by one of the wisest men that ever lived, King Solomon. He said something very unusual, and we're going to come back to that and catch up with that in just a moment. But what a great time of the year to go and look at our book, www.considerhisword.org, and look at the book, Consider His Word. And I encourage you to buy one, the Consider His Word book. And I don't talk about it a lot and don't say much about it, but this is a great time to mention it to you. Because Consider His Word, the book, is a daily devotional. If you begin at the start of the book, you can read through the Bible through the entire year. Have you ever read through the Bible? If you've never read at all, I would encourage you to make it a point, make it a goal to read through the Bible this year. Consider His Word will help you do that. Now, not only that, but then as you read through the Word of God, there's a devotion for each day and a verse for each day. And in a short devotional, they're not very long. I kept them short on purpose. And in the book, there's a place where you can kind of have a short journal of your own. I call it ponderings, where you can write some of your own thoughts about maybe the verse of that day or what's going on that day. I have a place where you can write praises, things that you're thankful for that day and things you want to praise the Lord for that day. And then thirdly, there's a place to write for your own petitions or your own prayer requests. This is a book that will help you every day in your life. And so go look at it. Think about purchasing a copy. Again, www.considerhisword.org is the website. The book is there. It is also called Consider His Word. So go check that out. What a great time of the year to get a hold of one of these books and begin to read through the Scripture and follow these devotions every day. Now let's get to the Scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We've come to the end of 2015, we began to think about different things this year. I don't know about you, but I kind of sit down and I evaluate last year and the things that happened last year. You know, there are some people that are not with us anymore that passed away last year. And then in our church, there's some people that have come and joined our church, and things have changed since last year. And I'm sure they've changed for you in some way too. And I hope that as you sit down and consider these things, that you will just turn your heart to the Lord and praise Him for the things He's done in the past and trust Him for the things in the future. Ecclesiastes, verse 7, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, I'll get it right here in a minute. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8 says, "Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof." And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. You know, the first time I heard this verse was from a guy named Dr. Del Lindsay. And it was at the end of a school year, and he read this verse to us. And in many ways, we get excited when something is started. I hope you're excited about 2016 and the things that it holds for you. We get excited about when school starts and when things begin brand new. But here, Solomon said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. I got to tell you, I had to go and think about that for a little while. I know that often it's true. And as we come to the end of 2015 and to the beginning of 2016, there's a couple of things I want to encourage you to think about. First of all, you know, I think that better is the end of a thing because we can look back and learn some things from the past. We can learn from our experiences. For some, last year was a good year. It was a great year. For some, it was not so good. In fact, you might even call it a bad year. Either way, you know that you learn from those things that happened. You learn from those things that you experienced. At least I hope you do. You know, and some things we learn to do better. The truth is, there's some things we don't want to repeat. We'll say, I'll never do that again. And some things that we've learned to do better, we've improved in those things. We can learn from our mistakes. Tell you what, I've made my share of them. I've made my share of mistakes in not only 2015, but throughout my life. And you know, you can feel bad about them and you can have regrets about them, but you know, you must learn from those things. Some of those mistakes were made by our own dumb choices, and you can't go back and change them. Some of those mistakes are made by our own sin, our own foolishness. And if it's sin that we're dealing with, the Bible says that we can bring it to the Lord. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, some of those things we've just got to put behind us. Repent of them, confess them, accept God's forgiveness, and just leave them in the past and move on. But you know, we can also learn from our successes. There are some things that we ought to do again, some things that were successful, and some things we've got to try and do better. And we may have done them good, but there's always better. So the end of a thing is good that it helps us learn. Secondly, the end of a thing helps us then prepare for the future. It helps us to prepare for His coming. Maybe the Lord will come in 2016. Mark 13:32, Jesus said, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels that, which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is. As we continue into a new year, we must continue watching. We must continue praying. We don't know when the Lord will come, and so we can prepare for His coming. I hope you're prepared for His coming, that you know Christ is your Savior, and if the Lord would come today, you have that confidence and the assurance that you would be with Him. Secondly, the end helps us prepare for a closer walk with the Lord, and I hope that you're looking at your own life. Look at your own devotional time, the time that you're spending with the Lord. Maybe you need to spend more time with the Lord. Psalm 73:28, David said, but it's good for me to draw near to God. I've put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. It's good for me to draw near to God. It's good for you to draw near to God. Are you making plans? Are you preparing to draw nearer to Him? Perhaps nearer than you were last year. I don't know about you, but I want to walk closer to the Lord than I did last year. I want to be able to receive the Word of God or absorb the Word of God into my heart and into my mind, that I can walk with the Lord and have a closer walk with Him. It's also a time to prepare for greater commitment. A greater commitment to the Lord, a greater commitment to obedience to His Word. Maybe you need to make a greater commitment to prayer, a greater commitment to Scripture. Maybe that you need to make a greater commitment to your church, to be faithful, to be there every service, to be there to support your pastor, to be there to support your brothers and sisters in Christ, to make a commitment just in overall to a closer, more obedient walk with the Lord. And then to prepare as we come in, end of a thing is better because we can begin to prepare for a better year for our families, and prepare for a better year for our families and a better year for your church and perhaps for you individually. And then finally, the end of a thing, you know, brings us to a transition. We come to the end of the year, it's kind of a transition time. We slip out of 2015 and slip into 2016. In that moment, in that second, when midnight strikes, we start a brand new year. And I want to encourage you. Philippians 3:13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." The end is better because we can put a bunch of that garbage behind us. Those sins, those mistakes, those regrets. You know what? Just let them go. And then reaching forth to those things which are before. You know, reaching literally means to stretch. To stretch out. So what do you need to reach out for? What is it that you've been thinking about doing but just can't seem to get around to it? I've got a project that I'm working on that I've had it on my desk, I guess, now for a couple months. And I really want to get to it. I'm going to make a commitment to do it, to reach out, to do those things. So what do you need to reach out for? What do you need to make that greater commitment to? The end of the thing is better because it gives us an opportunity to let go of the past and reach out for the future. I hope that 2016 is a great year for you, that God will just pour out His blessings on you, and that God will bless you abundantly. I appreciate you listening to this program, and our wish for you is that you have a great, happy, and blessed new year. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hopes you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.